Welcome once again to this edition of Hero of the Week. I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. Today we'll hear from Staff Sergeant Keith Jordan, currently serving with the United States Air Force. Staff Sergeant Jordan, thank you for taking some time out of your day to speak with me.
Oh, not a problem, sir. Thank you for having me.
Staff Sergeant, tell us a little bit about your duties in something called Knowledge Operation.
Well, sir, my role as a knowledge operator basically is to manage information. And our career field actually affords us the opportunity to work on a different number of operational areas. We work with different programs from wreckage management, travel car programs, safety, equipment custodian, fitness. I mean, you name it, we work on it. We also track and process all evals and decorations for our personnel assigned to our group. So we pretty much are the focal point within our group on a number of different programs.
Now, are we talking strictly about computer programs here, Staff Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Computer programs.
Okay. So you're kind of an IT person, if you will.
Yes, sir.
All right. But an IT person that is focused on a broad base of helping the services and servicemen and women.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And how did you get into something like that, Staff Sergeant?
Well, originally, I joined the Air Force as an aircraft mechanic. And I was afforded the opportunity to cross-train into this career field. And back in 2007, I cross-trained into the Knowledge Operations career field and relocated here to Andrews Air Force Base. I've been working here since.
Okay, so are you dealing mainly with stateside operations, or does your, without giving away security details here, because I want to make sure we don't do that,
yes,
are you also dealing with things that are happening around the world?
We do deploy, depending on what cycle we are on. So we do have the opportunity to deploy and go worldwide.
And what kind of challenges does this job present with you on a daily basis?
Daily basis, just personnel. You know, dealing with people, keeping people happy, making sure that we answer questions and provide the services that people are looking to us for. I would say those are the biggest obstacles we may encounter.
Okay. So are you dealing directly with a particular person? Let's say I'm stationed in somewhere in England. Are you going to deal directly with me, or do you go through a unit person who is kind of like you?
We go through unit personnel strictly. But say, for example, the unit personnel is deployed or stationed overseas, they would still come through us as long as they were assigned to our unit, civilian or military personnel.
Okay. So what kinds of things then would you perhaps be doing for the people that are stationed in Afghanistan?
For example, if somebody was stationed overseas and like I said, assigned to our unit, we would process their travel card information, try to assist them as best as we can with their travel voucher or just basically any kind of needs that they would have for, stateside. Any kind of assistance they would need with any kind of travel card information or family-related information, we're basically the go-to people for anybody downrange within our unit.
Okay, so you're taking a lot of the pressure off of the personnel who might have to normally deal with those things. Like,
yes, sir.
We out here in civilian life, we would have to deal with those kinds of things by ourselves. You're there to assist the military personnel to try to help them as well as the unit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And where's home for you, Staff Sergeant Jordan? I know you said you're stationed in Andrews Air Force Base, but where is home for you?
Home for me, sir, originally from Bronx, New York.
And family still there?
Yes, sir.
And did you have any family that served in the military in the past?
My uncle, briefly in the Air Force, and I had my grandfather in the Army.
Well, we're grateful for their service and grateful that you're following in their footsteps.
Yes, sir.
What did influence your decision to join the Air Force, Staff Sergeant Jordan, and how do you feel about serving in America's military?
Well, I tell you what, originally, just hearing the stories from my family about the military, the structure, the discipline, and as I grew older, just having the opportunity to travel the world and just have a career for myself,
Staff Sergeant Keith Jordan of the United States Air Force, my thanks again for your time today. But even more, I and my listeners say thank you for your part in defending this nation. God bless you and your family as you continue your time in the Air Force. I'll let all of my audience know that Staff Sergeant Jordan has been awarded the Air Force Achievement Medal, along with the Air Force and Army Commendation Medals, and we'd like to honor you, Staff Sergeant Jordan, as our Hero of the Week.
Hey, thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
All right, Staff Sergeant Jordan, that'll do it. Again, many thanks for your time today. Hope you have a great day out there in Maryland.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.